Our next performer is a wonderful singer and songwriter, and tonight she'll be performing one of her newer songs. Please welcome Jane Fallon.
Message from a secret admirer the other day on my phone.
Really?
Yeah, no idea who it is. Amazing, huh?
Okay, well, it's not even a secret. It's okay.
I am all set. How do you hear me now? Okay, how does that happen? Da da, talk some more. La da 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 da. I can hear me? I can hear me. Can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you.
Okay, this is a song some of you have already heard that I did it a few weeks ago, and I've been fine-tuning it. So tonight I brought lyric sheets and feedback questions, and I've got them with me if you're interested at all in helping me fine-tune this song. Grab a sheet, take it home with you, write a comment, email me, whatever. But you don't have to do it either. But this is one I wrote about my dad's brother who came back from the war. And then self-destructed over the years, and it was a kind of a family story that never really got solved. And I'm just getting a feedback on whether the song's coming together or not. Cheeks like apples, a great big laugh, a wholesome happy lad. They dressed him up, sent him out to face a world gone mad. Left his youth, left his smile in the trenches of Toulon. Obeyed like good boys do, then quietly came home. Oh, he would not speak about it, and he did not let them see that he would never be the same boy he used to be. As a child, when kids were cruel, he would not fight them after school. He would turn the other cheek. He believed that golden rule. And when death was his companion, did it tear him up inside? The grim and ugly deeds of war he did just to survive. Oh, he would not speak about it, and he did not let them see that he would never be the same boy he used to be. Some come home without legs, some come home without arms, some lose their minds and they beg out on the street. Some come home looking fine, but have wounds just the same, buried way down deep. In his youth, he learned to pray, read his Bible faithfully each day, reached out to all he knew in a simple, caring way. And I wonder through the years why these prayers ran out of breath, and why a God
and he did not let them see that he would never be the same boy he used to be.
Thank you. And help me out, I'll give you a lyric.
One more hand, please, for Jane Fallon.